move forward with this. I don't have to point to everybody and ask him, please move forward. Brother, you have a great big room in front of you. Please, brothers, move forward. This khutbah, inshallah, about imaginary story. So I'm letting you know, so you don't think it is a hadith, it is a story, it's not a lie, but it's a makeup story. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He gives examples, likeness, so people can reflect and people can think. And I was planning to read this story in Arabic, but mashallah, tabarakallah, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Most of the students are not here. I assume they are in the country back. May Allah give them safe trip, inshallah, back and forth. But the story goes like this, that a man, Abdullah, Mahmoud, Sayyid, whatever name, he went in a journey. In a day, a man and his family, him and his wife and his children, they get in a car, they get in the road for a journey. In their way, please come inside, brothers, in the reception area. While they are in the road, a man waving for them, asking to catch a ride. The father asks him, who you are? He says, I am the wealth, I am the fulus, I am the money, I am the dollar. I am Mr. Dollar. The man turned to his wife and his children and asked them, should we let this man ride with us? Say, of course, daddy. With money, we can own anything, we can buy anything, we can do anything. He rode with them in the car, they went in their journey continuing. Half an hour later, somebody on the road, some up, asking for a ride, high child, whatever you call it, you want a ride. The father stopped again, and he asked him, who you are? Say, I am the physician. I am the authority. I am the sultan. I am the power. I am whatever. He looked to his wife and his children. He asked him, should we let this person ride with us? He said, of course, Dad. Of course, husband. When you are in a position where you are in authority, you can hire, you can fire, you can say, you can do whatever, everything. Let's come in. And the car continues in the road for their journey. While they driving, they found many people looking for a ride, somebody lust, somebody shahwa, somebody desire, somebody the TV, somebody the cable, everybody have a different name. And he looked at his children and asked them, should we let this person ride with us? Of course, entertainment, feel good about life, everything. They continue the journey, taking all these people. Finally, a man stopped him. A man asked for a ride. He asked him, who you are? Say, I am the deen. I am the religion. I am the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the deen. He looked at the wife, he looked at the children. Say, Dad, we don't have time for this. When you get the deen with us, there's too much restriction. Yes, no, halal, haram, you can, you could not drive, you could not wear this, you could not go here, you could not do this. No, Dad, we don't have time for this. It's going to disturb our fun. It's going to disturb our journey. We don't need it. Alright. This was the opinion of everybody, the wife, the children, and the father agree about it, and they continue in their journey. He left the deed on the road, and he continued driving with Brother Wells, or Mr. Wells, Mr. Power, Mr. Authority, Mr. Desire, Mr. all this, except one man they did not take with him, because it would be a disturbance for everything, which is Mr. D. Once in the driving, they came to a checkpoint, and they have the big sign, stop, quit. And one of the police, the people was searching, he looked in the car, he looked at everybody, and he pointed to the driver, to the father. He said, come out. He said, come out. He said, I didn't do anything, nothing, this and that. He said, no problem. We're searching. We're searching the car. So what you looking for? I'm looking for Mr. Dean, brother religion. Say, I just about 15 miles down the road. Let me make a U-turn and go get him with us. Say, no, hold it. You could not go back. You could not go back. Bring brother religion with you. You have to wait here. He said to him, but we have the picture of Brother Dean, Brother Religion. One of my children, when we stopped and Brother Religion asked for a ride, he took a picture for him. He said, no, we don't deal with pictures. Do you have Brother Dean with you or not? No, I don't. He said, come on out. He said, here you are. He said, I am the death. I am Mr. Death. I am the angel of the death. He looked at the car. He looked at his children. He looked at his wife. And he said, give me few minutes. I can make a U-turn and I can go and get brother or Mr. Religion with us. He said, you could not even have 1 minute. You could not even have 1 minute. It's too late. He said, but I have my vehicle with me. I have my car. I have my wife. I have my children. I have Mr. Money. And I have Mr. President or Mr. Power and Authority. He said, none of this can prevail or help you. Come on. Come with me. Your journey is ended. Your journey is over. He looked again behind him. He found his wife. Got in the front seat. She started to drive the car. And the children continue with the journey. And the father been taken by Mr. Death. Anybody familiar with this? Did anybody hear this story before? Did we have this experience before? This is reality, brothers. We've been put in a form of a story for us to reflect, for us to think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Quran, and he said, وَلِنْ كَانَ آبَاءُكُمْ وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. Say, O Muhammad, to them, it's not only for the Sahaba, because the Quran is still talking to us and telling us today. Say, if your fathers, your children, your brothers, your tribes, your property that you gain, and a business that you scare that you will lose, and a good houses is dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger and the striping is the cause of Allah, so watch. So watch until Allah with His command. Brothers, do I need to make any comment on this story? Do we need to explain this story? If your parents, your children, your convenience store, whatever that you're doing, your school, your position, whatever that you may think is dearer to you, whatever this property of this life, whatever these things of this life, if it's dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger, dearer to you than the practice of this deen, being a Muslim, if your house, your vehicle, your position, your degree, it take you away from fulfilling the basic order of a deen. So Allah said, watch. Watch. When it comes, Malak al-Maw to you, and you say, رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما ترك كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها. When this approaches them and say, oh Allah, give me one day, let me go and I'll be a better Muslim. I will go to Jum'ah. Oh Allah, give me one day, I'll be a better husband. I'll be a better father. Give me one day, I will start to give my zakah. I start to go to Jum'ah. I quit the sin of the haram. I will go to the mosque. See, Allah is saying, it's nothing but a word that you're uttering. Because your reality, because Allah, your creator, He knows you. And He say, if He give you an inspire, if He give you a chance, you will go back again to what you're doing. Brothers, this was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, يتبع الميت ثلاث أهله وماله وعمله. When you die, three things will follow you. Two will go back and one will go with you in the grave. When you die, your property, your family and your deed will walk you to the grave. When you go to your grave, only one will enter with you. And this is your deed. Your Mercedes-Benz, your house, your wife, your children, everybody. Who do you think that loves you the more? Your mother, your wife, your children? Ask them when you go after Jummah. When I die, go under the dirt, will you spend 2 hours, only 2 hours, with me, and see what they're going to say to you. Your story that you're killing yourself over it, earning your money from halal or that for your sources, you got to leave it to somebody else. Brothers and sisters, let's reflect today. Let's reflect today on this story. Some of us, our heart is so hardened. And when we hear the verses of the Quran, it doesn't click. But we use the stories, talk shows, and things like this. Maybe by hearing this story today, you may reflect. And we, each one of us, have to think about his own self. Your life is witness against you. See how many times you go to school a week. And ask yourself, how many times you go to the mosque a week? How many classes you sit in UC or Midland Tech or Benedict College, wherever you go? And how many Islamic classes do you hear every week? Ask yourself how much money you spend feeding your stomach, and how much do you spend compared to this to feed your brain and your heart and your soul. Don't go too far. Take yourself, sit in the room and reflect about yourself. What are you doing? How much close you are to meet with Allah. And be aware that hellfire closer to you than your shoelaces, and Jannah is closer to you than your shoelaces. It's your deed. This is what you're taking with you. If your salah is helping the others, being kind, being gentle, being charitable, being a good Muslim, avoiding the haram, doing the halal, staying away from the doubtful thing, this was going to go with you in the grave. Grave is reality, and this is reality. Doesn't matter who you are, you black belt, or that you have a bulletproof vest, or you Mr. President, you have a bodyguard, it will come, as Allah said, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُ يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّنَةٍ. Wherever you're going to be, this will come and snatch you away, even if you are in the strong shoulders. You can have it milled around you from metal or from gold or from silver. When your moment will come, it will come, and you don't know from which exit, which door, through what wall the angel of death came, and will select his soul. That's the time for it, and will take it and leave it. Your wife, your children, your friends, they will cry for some days. Come see what's happening after 2-3 years. The cars, the lake, the swimming pool, the property. Everybody even forgot who left it for them. If they may think about you, they may raise their hands and say, peace be in his soul. Or they may be making an invitation to read Fatiha in his soul. This is what it is. We need to wake up. We need to wake up. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, every nation have a temptation, has a trial. كل أمتي إن لكل قوم إن لكل أمة فتنة وفتنة أمة المال. Every nation have a trial, and the trial of this nation is money. With money, we neglect Jum'ah. Because money, we neglect our obligation as Muslims. Because the dollar Akbar, now everything became Adlar, dollar became the greater, everything else comes first, Allah comes later, the mud comes later, religion is nothing but a disturbance, it's going to stop me from doing this, I could not have fun, I'm too young. I forgot to tell you, when the father looked at his children and said, should we let brother Dean come in the car? He said, no, Dad. But maybe after we continue our journey, after we have fun, we come back and take him in the car. But now, let's go for the summer vacation. Now let's go for a break. Now let's go have fun. Because the moment you bring brother Dean, Mr. Religion, in the car, he's going to start saying, this is halal, this is haram, keep it for later. And this is the attitude of some Muslims. When I became 50, when I became 60, I'll go for Hajj. I'll start make Salah. I'll start to stay away from the haram. Brother and sister, you don't know when you're going to die. And you don't have to be sick to die. You don't have to be old to die. You don't have to be in the middle of bullets and all the things to die. You can be in the best time and the best fun of moment of you, and this will come to you. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّانِ. Remember Allah, the destroyer of all the pleasure. Remember the destroyer of all the pleasure. This is the death. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تعيس عبد القطيفة تعيس عبد الدينار والدرهم والقطيفة والخميسة والخميسة. Misfortune is the slave of the dinar, the slave of the dollar. Dollar can be your master, make you turn right or left, go to Damascus or no. You could not win if the Prophet make dua against you. If you really believe in the Prophet and you know that the Prophet make dua against you, you're never going to practice. You're never going to be successful. If the dollar, whatever turn makes, you make it, you're in a big trouble. So, getting the dollar make you do haram, forbidden things, neglecting your obligation, you will go behind the dollar, you're in a big trouble. And your name is not Abdullah anymore, your name is Abdul Dollar. and some people are the act of opposition, and some people are act of authority, and some people are the slave of the car, and some people are the slave of the woman, and some people, everybody has a different God and different law. Brothers and sisters, wake up before it's too late. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in hadith which was reported by Abdullah ibn Umar, أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبه فقال كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم took hold by my shoulder and said, be in this life like a stranger or a farewell. Be in this life like a stranger. Don't be familiar with everything. Don't master everything. Master your meeting with Allah. This is your main focus, to be in this life. Think what's going to happen to you when you die. Prepare for your death. Ibn Umar used to say, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. Ibn Umar, he said, when the morning come to you, don't wish and have too much hope, you're going to be alive until the evening. If the evening come to you, don't have too much hope that the morning will come to you. And خذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك. Take from your health, take the advantage of being healthy when you get sick. Take advantage of being alive for when you die. It's time to do a good deed. It's time to repent. It's time to do something while we're still walking, we're still here, see things surrounding us before these things will be taken away from you. You don't know when you lose your legs, when you're going to lose your hands, when you're going to lose the use of your tongue. You don't know it. So it's the time to do secret now while your tongue can move. It's time to get from your money now when you have it. Don't wait until Allah takes these things from you gradually or one time, and after this say, oh Allah, give me a chance, I will do better. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have nothing to do with this dunya. مثلي ومثلي الدنيا كمثلي مسافر أو كمثلي راكب استظل تحت ظل شجرة ثم راح وتركها. I have nothing to do with this dunya. I didn't come to this dunya to be part of the dunya. I am here in this dunya to make it as a bridge to reach to Allah. See, I have nothing to do with this dunya. My example with the dunya, like a traveler. In a hot day, he went under a shade of a tree. And after this, what he did? He left in the shade of the tree and continued, because he has a journey. He has a goal to reach. You could not sit under the shade of the tree forever. So don't think the swimming pool and the jacuzzi and the swimming pool and the big nice drive car and the lovely lady and the many children is going to be always there for you. It's nothing but a shade. And if you do not even leave the shade and continue your journey, you know when the sun sets or when the sun moves, it's not going to be a shade there. So all what we see is nothing but illusion. It's nothing but mirage. But when you go, you think there is a water there in the end of the road. When you reach it, there is no water. This is the reality. This is the reality. Look how many presidents died, how many kings they died. Look how many people even died in the day of their wedding. Look at all these things. Reflect on it. Reflect how many people used to be millionaire and billionaire, and in one day they lost their wealth. And the next thing, they have a heart attack because of the wealth. Because it's so attached to this dunya. Brothers and sisters, I'm sorry to make announcement during the khutbah and spoil this moment of spiritual moment. But as you understand that cleanliness and purity is part of this religion. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to be a woman that always take care of the mosque and clean the mosque. And when to such a degree, they don't know where to put the limit. But inshallah, I'm reminding my sisters and the children today, because next time I'm going to have to do something, and I'm sorry to say this. Children and women are eating on the rug, leaving rice sticking to the rug. Pharisee. And this being soft and linear, it has to stop sometimes when people don't know how to stop by themselves. We have to keep the mask clean. We have to keep the place comfortable for people, all people, to come and to enjoy a moment praying to Allah and making dua. So, from today, I'm saying again, it's no eating. It's no eating inside the mask. For women, for children, for anybody. Alright? And I'm saying it's no eating. Sisters, if you don't listen to this and take my advice, your privacy will be taken from you. I'm going to have to put a camera in your area so I can see what is going there, so that you are not going to be able to sit to relax, take your hijab. It's going to be embarrassing. And I'm going to put a great big sign to let you know that I'm watching you from the office. You don't want this. This is not nice. We talk many times about it. But we have to stop. And if you are not stopped, I'm going to start by putting two security all in front of the door, brothers, and one brother inside the hallway. So when you go into the bathroom, you will find a brother standing there. How do you like this? Nobody would like this. We need a clean mask. We need a clean mask. And I have to emphasize, to talk in khutbah Jum'ah about cleaning up, it must be a serious problem now. Why? Because we relax the world so much. Now your children taking the food and go inside. The mask been built first of all for the worship of Allah. So we have to guarantee a clean mask before feeding. You eat every day, you can go to the restaurant, you can take the food to your house, or you can take the food and sit in your car, turn in the nice air condition and eat in your car, you and your children. But no more eating in the mask. And if my English is not clear enough, the camera will be coming, inshallah. And the matter of going to Sam's, they get it. $250. Okay? And after this, I'm not going to swear in the member here, but I'm telling you, sisters and children, no eating in the mask means no eating in the mask, and this is the last time I'm ever going to be talking about it as long as I'm alive. No more. It's going to be stopped. Food is inside the bathrooms. Food is on the rug for people going to sujood smelling food. We could not live like this. We have to guarantee a clean place for worship and salah before anything else. You don't like it? Keep your wife at home. Keep your children at home. Our job here is to open the mosque for the prayer. It doesn't have to be 24 hours. And I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. And inshallah, I'm going to do it. I'm giving maximum 10 days for this to sink in the people's mind. And after this, it's going to be cameras in the sister area, or we're going to have brothers standing by the door. And sisters, you need to get on other sisters who are breaking the rules, because they're taking the privilege that you have as a Muslim sister. We share everything with you. We give you half of the mask. You have an air condition like us. You have a cooler like us. We did not look to you as a second citizen or whatever you want to call it. So, don't abuse this. Don't abuse this. Okay? And don't think that every day they're going to build a new mask for you. You don't like what the imam is saying, I'm going to go to the other mask. You can go from now. I'm letting you know. Go. Okay? Because the other people who will think enough is enough, they get sick of you, they're going to tell you get out. And inshallah, we're going to have a clean mask. A cleaner mask, inshallah. We make our dua for our brothers and sisters who are sick, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal them. Those brothers and sisters who have passed away among the Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower their soul with His mercy. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all, that we be a better Muslim, that we do something to benefit us in the hereafter before it's too late. Remember the story today. Think about it. Reflect. Before you reach to the checkpoint, and the angel of death will come and say to you, come on in. Leave the car, leave the wife, leave the children. Thank you.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
And the angel of death will come and say to you, come on in. Leave the car, leave the wife, leave the children.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.